Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
And away we go. Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Monday, August the 17th, 2020, 13 coming up on 14 minutes past the hour. And what a morning we are having this morning. Again, talking about old time Marion, which is a very unique topic to talk about because, you know, we can go way back to the days of the heyday of downtown Marion. We can talk about the development of Delaware Avenue and all the things that happened there. And we can also talk about the development of now what is the busy street here in Marion, Mount Vernon Avenue. So where we left off last hour was the development of the Southland Mall. Now, does anybody remember why this became such a big project? Because it certainly did. Twin Fair, we heard in hour number one, was the first store out there. Now, was it Twin Fair and Kroger? Were those the two stores? Is that what we were hearing that basically laid the groundwork for the mall? Now, it was later enclosed, I believe in the 70s, somebody said. But does anybody know why it was enclosed? Was it just so Marion had a mall? Was that the idea? And how busy do you remember being the mall being when it first opened? Was it like downtown during its heyday? And when the mall opened, did that kind of signify the end of downtown Marion? Was that the start of the end? Because I don't think Route 95 began to develop till much later than that. I think there were some stores, because if I remember right, how far did Route 95 stretch? I think it stretched to about the college, where Ohio State was. Because I remember Kmart used to be out where, what's the store? The big Gordon's. Kmart used to be out where Gordon's is now. Now, Kmart was out there, and then I think it was Rinks that was across the street there, where Big Lots is now. So you had Rinks and you had Kmart, but I think that's as far as the road went. Is that as far as the original 95 went? Because I don't remember. When did the bypass come in? Does anybody remember when the bypass came in out on Route 95? Give us a call, 740-383-9944, the Route 23 bypass. When was that built? Because I don't remember Meyer or Menards or those hotels or anything that's back there behind that bypass. I don't remember that really being built until the early 90s, some of it the late 90s. So how far did things go out on Mount Vernon Avenue? It seems to me that it was about the spot where the college is. You had the college on one side. You had East Lawn Manor across the street. You had Kmart. And you had Rinks there. Is that the proper layout? Does anybody remember? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And what restaurants were out there on Route 95 when it first opened? Now, we have had the discussion about an L&K being out there. Now, I don't know if there was ever an L&K on the Denny's spot or not. Now, at one point, there was a place there called Ike's, and obviously Denny's has been there for quite some time now, but I don't remember if that was an L&K or if that was a place that was just called Royal Buffet. Now, Royal Buffet, I think, was an offshoot of L&K, but I don't think it was the same restaurant. Now, there was talk that there was an L&K out by, but I think it was the L&K Motor Lodge, Travel Lodge. And I think the Travel Lodge basically is still there, that little hotel, motel area out on 95, out by where Aldi is. But can anybody remember an L&K sit-down restaurant out in that area? I don't ever remember a restaurant being in that area. I remember the Convention and Visitors Bureau being run out of the hotel out there. And I remember there used to be a building. Does anybody remember what the building was? There used to be a building where Aldi is now, and they tore it down to build Aldi. What was the building that used to be on what is the Aldi site now out there on Route 95? I cannot remember what that used to be. Now, does anybody remember the Big Banana that was over by Smith Cardinal? We had a lot of talk about Bob Smith and Smith Cardinal. I was thinking about that earlier. There used to be the Smith Cardinal there on Main Street, and then right beside it was a place called the Big Banana. Now, it was, I don't want to say it was a grocery store. I don't remember it being a straight grocery store, that's for sure. But does anybody remember anything about the Big Banana there on North Main Street? I remember they sold fruit. I think you could get fruit there. But I don't remember what other kind of things they sold. They were kind of like a produce market, if I remember right. I don't remember them selling things like cereal or soda or anything like that. It seemed like they were more of just a kind of a produce place. And then other things on that little stretch of Main Street. I remember McDonald's, of course, has been there forever since 1961. And Dairy Queen. Does anybody remember when Dairy Queen went in? Because apparently it predated McDonald's prior to 1961. Does anybody remember the advent of Dairy Queen out on North Main Street? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you got any memories, call in and share them. We love to hear them. Now, it must have been maybe last fall, late last summer. I remember we did a show on Tecumseh. Now, somebody brought it up earlier, the Tecumseh plan here in Marion. Now, it was all about a union, and boy, that got Columbus Media down here. People were getting glass thrown at them. It was a nasty thing. And I think they, if I remember right, they were an air conditioner place. Is that what they manufactured out there at Tecumseh? Air conditioning units, I think. But does anybody remember, because we heard a lot of stories about this late last fall, but these stories never seem to get old. Does anybody remember the big blow-up that happened out at Tecumseh? Why did they leave Marion? What was the big fight all about? Why could they not get things ironed out? I don't know if we ever got this. What were the employees asking for at Tecumseh? Because Whirlpool had already came to Marion by that point. Tecumseh, I think, went out in the early 80s. But people, I don't know what the big fights there were about. Now, clearly, it was union versus management. But I don't know what they wanted. That, I mean, was it pay? Seems to always be about pay. Or the shovel. Does anybody remember the shovel and all the trials and tribulations of the shovel? You know, to this day, that building being there, the old shovel building, it serves as a reminder to people of a time when Marion really had a great industrial history to it. Now, a lot of people have talked about tearing down the old shovel building because it represents some kind of black eye. Memories, I guess. Memories of a time when Marion had all these jobs and so on and so forth. I think there's something in there now. Matt, I can't remember what it is. Oh, is it the pesticide place that moved into the old shovel building, using a portion of it? But does anybody remember the shovel, or did anybody work at the shovel or have a relative that worked at the shovel? Does anybody remember these plants of Marion's past? Tecumseh and the shovel were probably the two most prominent prior to Whirlpool. But we also had one. Does anybody remember Tuscarora, which did the styrofoam? I think they did the styrofoam for the bumpers at Honda, is I think what Tuscarora did. Does anybody remember Tuscarora? Does anybody remember Tecumseh? Does anybody remember the shovel? Give me a call here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. These are all really historic memories of Marion that they're good to be recorded because they're firsthand stories. And those places all had very rich histories. Because as my understanding, people could go to work at the shovel and really make a wage that would keep them for a long, long time. You know, they could raise a family on that particular wage. It was a happening place. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
You had several businesses in Marion. You had American Malleable, you had Huber, and Armco Steel, before Armco, I can't remember what the name of it was now, but you had several businesses here. So they said that at one time Ford and GM tried to come here, but the president of the shovel and some of the others, they didn't want the high wages, so they kept them out. They went to Mansfield.
Now, why do you think the shovel is remembered so well?
Well, it was a cornerstone. There was a lot of people there. My mother-in-law worked there for 25 years. It's a lot of people worked there, and it was famous for the crawler that sent the spaceships up, or the rockets up.
Now, what was so special about, well, what did they do there exactly? I mean, if you worked at the shovel, what were you doing all day?
Building shovels. Yeah, they built shovels from the ground up for while they're using them now for fracking and the salt mines up in Cleveland, and you know, they're all over the world.
Now, basically, what caused that business to dry up?
Well, they got bought out by another company, and they moved to Bucyrus, and then that they changed the name there, and they moved all that main business moved to Wisconsin. They moved clear out of Marion, so that took it away.
So the shovel business itself is pretty much still in business. It's just out in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Now, yeah, so there were a lot of places in Marion. Now, where would you have rated, what year did Whirlpool come in?
54, 55.
So they were here a long time before they really picked up steam as being one of the bigger plants.
Well, see, it was Motor Products before it was Whirlpool.
Now, didn't Tecumseh manufacture air conditioning units?
Yeah, air-conditioned compressors.
Compressors.
Yeah.
Now, where was Tecumseh located?
Order Marion Joseph.
Yeah.
Marion Joseph and Leader.
I remember seeing pictures of it. Boy, oh boy, when the strikes were going on there, wow.
I worked there for 6 days.
Oh, did you? 6 days. What drove you out?
Well, I was working at Eaton, and there was a layoff at Eaton, so everybody went from Eaton over to the company and applied there, and you got hired, and I had 6 days was enough for me. It was on commission. You produced so many units, and then you made better money, and it was just rush, and I said, I don't like this.
Time to go back to Eaton.
Yeah.
I understand. Well, hey, thank you.
All right,
telephone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Telephone lines are open. Give me a buzz, and we'll put you on the air. If the line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on trying back. The whole Tecumseh thing was a real mess. And really, you know, I think for a period of time gave Marion a black eye. And I think most of the people who were here at that time and were certainly working in the political arena would probably say the same thing. And it still, to this day, looms in people's minds for a lot of reasons. Go ahead, caller.
You're talking about the cooler?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
My uncle was the first one hired there. His name was John Burke. He had the tool department. They came to him for all the tools.
Wow.
And in the shovel, my father-in-law was president of the union, Earl Fleming, in the early 50s. And we were down there visiting one night, and he came home, and my mother-in-law said, "Who's the new president?" He said, "You're looking at it." And she said, "Why?" He said, "We got to hold it and keep it together." So that's all I remember about the shovel.
Why do you think it was such a popular place in Marion?
I don't know.
People still talk about it to this day.
I know.
It really... Now, Tecumseh, you know, that ended so badly, unfortunately.
Several of my friends lived in Marion, still live in... Went to Somerset, Kentucky. In fact, she just called me. Her husband died a few weeks ago. They moved down there because they was afraid they were going to close it.
Yeah, boy. Do you remember when it went out here in Marion, what the mood was in the town?
No, I know they were upset, very upset about it, but I don't know why.
Absolutely. Well, hey, I thank you for those memories.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, there you go. It was a mess. It was definitely a mess. Telephone lines are open, 740-383-9944, 29 minutes past the hour. Remember, if the phone lines are ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on trying back. But the shovel and Tecumseh are the ones that come up a lot. Now, there were a lot of other places, and people do remember them well. I mean, I remember hearing Eaton, and I remember hearing Uber and places like that. Tuscarora, like I say, I remember Tuscarora. I don't think that's there anymore. Is there anything out in the Tuscarora building at this point? Because I just remember it had something to do with styrofoam, and it seemed to me like it was styrofoam bumpers. Does anybody, or packaging for bumpers, I guess is what it would have been. Does anybody remember the Tuscarora plant and what became of that particular plant? I haven't been out in that area for a long, long time. Or memories of Tecumseh, or memories of the shovel, or any of the other plants that were here in Marion. Plants were a big deal. Factories. I think we were pretty much considered an industrial town. When did all that start to go topsy-turvy, as they say? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 30 minutes past the hour. Give us a buzz here. Let us know what your memories are. Does anybody remember anything about the Belle Fountain Avenue area? There was a lot of stuff going on over in the Belle Fountain Avenue area as well. That part of town, David Street, used to be a hub. What kind of things were over there? I think that's where, didn't we talk earlier on, that's where Joe Manassi's place was over in that kind of neck of the woods, over on the Belle Fountain area, in the Belle Fountain area. That was a place where a lot of people went, but Dino's, I think it's still over there. And there's some gas stations still over in that area, but beyond that, I really don't know what's over there now. I don't go over to that side of town very often, but there were a lot of things over there for an awful long time. What were the shops and things that were over there? Now, see, I remember things that were more on the north end of town. I spent a little more time in the north end, but I don't remember what was out there on the west end. I can't remember. I said I know Dino's was there, and I know there were some restaurants. Obviously, the Shovel Restaurant was out in that neck of the woods. But what else was out there in that particular area that was attractive to people? What did people go out there for? Does anybody remember? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I'm Belle Fountain Avenue. You had the Baby Name Popcorn Company.
Oh, okay.
And when it burnt, there was popcorn all over the place. I can't remember exactly what year that was, but there was a big fire down there. I can buy the railroad tracks.
But what was the name of the popcorn company?
Betty's Lane.
Huh.
What was the name of the company?
So there were two popcorn factories in Marion.
No. There was a big fire there, and popcorn,
Now, were there any other stores or shops or restaurants over there?
I can't remember all of it. Well, it was a pizza shop. There was the bakery where that cake place. Before it became a pizza shop, there was a restaurant in there. But that's been years ago. And they also had a movie house. There, up in the corner of Cambridge and Bell Fountain. The building is still there.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah, there was a movie house in there. And they had a little shop for them. And they had that Moe's ice cream. And there was a... I can't think of the name of it. There's a manufacturing plant there by there. It's still down there, yes. But that was about all I can remember about most of that outdoor about Fountain Avenue.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you. All right,
there are
memories of the west end of town, the Bell Fountain Avenue end. Does anybody remember anything else that was out there on the Bell Fountain end? Give me a call, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. You know, sometimes you drive out on that side of town, Bell Fountain Avenue, you see all these buildings, but, you know, it's gas stations now, and there are some offices. It just doesn't, it looks like there was a lot of stuff going on there at one point, but not so much anymore. And I don't know what drove that all away, or what was there, or who knows. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I didn't catch all of what the last caller said, but yeah, I heard him talking about there was a movie theater there. I'm not sure the years that it operated. Right, it was right on David Street, close to the Bell Fountain intersection of the Oakland Theater. And it was a pretty good sized theater. Oakland Sundries was there. And the, of course, the gentleman mentioned Bo's Ice Cream. That was a really nice place. I think there were two bars there. I think there, as I recall, I think the one was called the Triangle and one was the Sunset. There were a couple grocery stores. There was a bicycle shop. There's a laundromat in there. There's a detailing place now. It was Pure Oil gas station. Pure Oil was kind of big back in the 50s. They had quite a few stations all around town. But and Oakland Sundries, we used to go in there and get phosphates. I don't know if you can get those anywhere anymore.
Now, what's a phosphate?
It's kind of like soda water with the flavor put into it. So it's, you know, it's just kind of like a soda drink, but they'd put soda water in whatever flavor. They'd have different flavors that you could squirt in there. And it's a little bit different tasting, but I haven't seen those even advertised for probably 50 years. So there's a... And they used to serve them downtown in the Henning Cooper when they had the lunch bar in there. They had like a soda fountain in there. Also, of course, you could get food in there too. But so yeah, some of the other businesses, B.F. Goodrich down in Green Camp, and I remember the old Quaker Oats. Back in the day when they used to have all the horses out back that they would slaughter, and sometimes they would, you know, have horses that were really humpback and you felt sorry for them, and then they'd have a really nice looking horse. You thought, why is that horse in there? But I think, of course, the running joke was he must have lost the last race. But
that would do it.
Yeah, that would do it. But yeah, that was kind of sad. See, you go in there and you knew all those horses, and they would have quite a few in there, and you knew they weren't long for this world. So they made dog food. So
isn't that something? Now, where was Bo's Ice Cream at?
It is where Dino's, I think, is currently. It was. They had Oakland Sundries right on the point of the corner. And then Bo's Ice Cream was just south of that.
Now, what made that such a popular place?
Well, I think it was just the interior. It was, they had kind of light blue seating. The seating was really, it was a pretty large place. It was just super, it looked like 1950s, one of those diners. Kind of like the way Steak and Shake is now. Only, you know, the decor was, as I recall, it was like a baby blue decor. But it was really nice in there. So
now, did
I
they,
was sad when that closed up.
Yeah, so. Did they used to make their own ice cream, or did they use other ice cream?
I think they made their own. I'm not 100%, but I think they made their own.
Huh. Well, that's interesting. Well, hey, I thank you for calling.
Yep. Okay, thanks, Scott.
Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open. Does anybody have any memories of Bo's Ice Cream out on the Bell Fountain end of town, Bell Fountain Avenue? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. There was a lot of stuff out in that particular area. Also this morning, talking about the development of the Southland Mall. Now, I don't know why that became such a big development, or what were some of the first stores in the mall when they enclosed it? Does anybody remember that? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The padlock place that's still over there that makes padlocks, and I'm thinking they're one of the only ones in the United States that makes padlocks.
Oh, Wilson Bohannon?
Yeah. I couldn't. All I could think of was Halton Salky, and I knew it wasn't that. But, yeah, the padlock place, and I think they are the only ones that make maybe it's a certain metal of padlocks, and they're the only ones in the United States that makes those. So I guess they get a big attaboy, huh?
Oh, absolutely. Well, you know, and thinking about these factories, Tecumseh and the Shovel, I don't know why. Maybe it's because they ended badly that those remain in people's minds, because it's been close to 40 years now since these places left.
Well, there was a lot of them. I mean, people would complain about it, but they were able to raise a family with the money that they made there. And besides that, at that time, if you had a job, you went. You didn't take the day off just because you didn't want to go into work. And I think they had a lot more respect for their jobs and their companies. And maybe that's why, you know, because your job came first. You know, you had to feed your family. Nobody else was going to. So maybe that was it. I don't know.
It could have been. Well, that's interesting. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you have any memories, give us a call. 41 minutes past the hour, Monday, August the 17th, 2020. If the line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on calling back, 740-383-9944. This whole factory idea here in Marion, which has plagued, I know, a lot of the politicians for years and years and years, about a bad reputation because of the Tecumseh, because of the Shovel, and how they left, that still looms big in the city of Marion. And I don't know why or what the big fights were at the Tecumseh. And we also haven't heard anything more about the Tuscarora plant. Is it still out there? Is something else out there now running in the old Tuscarora building? I have not been out in that area in such a long time. I don't know if there's anything going out there. 740-383-9944. But we have seen the development of Mount Vernon Avenue. We saw the development of the mall. And then we've seen, you know, the decline of the mall, which probably had a lot to do with that bypass being put in on Route 23, or on Mount Vernon Avenue, the Route 23 bypass, which really brought all the business out to Route 95. You know, and it's interesting that the colleges just happened to build out there, because had the colleges been anywhere else, I think that maybe would have been a little different situation. But because the colleges are there and all the department stores are there, it just kind of became a place. Does anybody have any memories of East Lawn Manor? Now, I don't know why, but East Lawn Manor became such a... I remember when it was torn down. It was such a big deal for people. What was the story behind East Lawn Manor? Why was that such a beloved place? I can't imagine it being a beloved place, because essentially I think it was just a nursing home. But why was that a historic point in Marion? I remember when they tore it down. I remember there being a big mess about where are we going to send the people. I remember that. I don't know why there was such a mess. Did they just build the presidential nursing home, the community nursing home? Well, Marion Manor's been there quite a while. Why was there such an uproar when East Lawn Manor was being torn down? Does anybody know why that was such a big trauma for the town? I remember it being torn down, but I don't remember why it was such a trauma. Does anybody remember that? Does anybody remember the pizza places in downtown Marion? I remember some that we haven't talked about, like Nick's Pizza. I remember Nick's Pizza. I remember, of course, we had the Pizza Villa, which was a big stop for a long time, started by the people who started Perkins here in Marion and also Michael's. Were those places stops? And, of course, we go back to earlier on this morning when it was brought up Gallagher's. Why was Gallagher's, which apparently sat on the corner of West Main and Center, why was that such a popular place for people? Why was that a popular place for kids and other people? Because apparently it was just a drugstore that had a lunch counter. But why was Gallagher's such a big deal? I can't think of any school that would have been all that close. I guess maybe the freshman building would have been somewhat close to it. But beyond that, I really don't know. Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody have... Oh, and any other memories of downtown Marion? We've talked about so many places that were down there. Oh, here we go. Let's see what we got coming down the line. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Gallagher's was a big drugstore. The bank sat on the corner. Marion County Bank sat on the corner. And Gallagher's was right next door to it. And then there was the Holly Shop, which was like a clothing, sundry, and dress shop for women. And then there was the alley. And then across the alley was Moore's store, which was a tire store and kind of a... kind of a hardware store. And then there was Woolworth next to that, and then SS Krinsky. And that took you to Prospect Street.
Now, where did all the kids come from that used to go there?
They used to go where?
To Gallagher's.
Well, it was high school students that they, on their way home, they would stop at Gallagher's.
Now, it was run by a Mr. Gallagher, right?
Originally, yeah, but he died, and then other people took over. And then going the other way on Main Street was, of course, the bank. And then there was Snow's Racket Store and the Marion Meat Market, Turner Hardware, Isley Shop. And there was something else in there. I can't remember what it was, but that took care of the block on Main Street. That was all populated through there.
Huh. Well, that's an interesting spot. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Well, actually, in the 30s, where the Holly Shop was, that used to be like an old speakeasy, where that's where all the betting, the numbers betting, and all that kind of stuff took place.
Oh, is that right?
I worked with a fellow back in the 60s that was from Marion, an older fellow. He's old at that time. And he told about that. It was like a cigar store, and that's Marion at one time was known as Little Chicago. And all the numbers was run through there. We used to have some famous people come through here, John Dillinger and some of those guys. Marion was a rocking place, Marion and Bucyrus.
Now, where was the spot where the numbers were run?
It was right next where Gallagher Drugs was, where the Holly Shop went in the 30s. That was a cigar store in there.
Oh, that's interesting.
That's where the numbers racket was run.
Well, that's an interesting bit of Marion history. Hey, thanks for the call.
Alrighty.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944, coming up on 49 minutes past the hour. Apparently, there was a numbers shop that was run where the Holly Shop was, which was next to Gallagher's. We've had a lot of people talk about this Holly Shop. That name has come up quite a bit. Now, apparently, that was a women's clothing store that was next to Gallagher's, and Gallagher was on the corner of Main and West Center. Now, the interesting stories, now, again, you can comment on these, and you don't have to give your name if you don't want to, because some of them are a little bit controversial, but who knows? It's been years ago. But we talked about Virgil Dye, the former manager of the Harding Hotel, committing suicide by jumping out the window to his death, unfortunately, down here on Center Street. Does anybody remember that? Does anybody remember the story about Police Chief Johnny Long? And apparently this was such a nice man, Johnny Long, who was the Marion police chief, and found to have committed suicide at his desk in the Marion police station, which I think was the story. But a lot of people didn't believe it because he was such a nice guy, and there was some, I guess, I don't want to say drama or maybe suspicion that circled around that story for a number of years. And then, what was the other story we had kind of like that? Oh, Gracie's Place out on Route 98. Apparently there was a place, Gracie's Place. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah.
Yeah, a store downtown that people have completely forgot about. In that room where old Gracie's was, there was a Grant's store, a Grant's department store.
Grant's?
Grant's department store.
Right.
That was in there on that strip, there between Center and Prospect Street.
Uh-huh.
Little buildings.
Now, what did they have in there?
It was a more of a clothing store, whatever.
Interesting. Well, hey, thank you.
I got one more thing.
Oh, go ahead.
You were talking about rents?
Yes.
The original rents was at the old skating rink out of Crystal Lake. That was the original rink.
So they were in that building?
Yeah, they were in the old skating rink. Then they moved up to the other building. And then the skating rink burnt after that.
All right. Well, hey, thank you for the information.
Yep.
Now, you know, we've talked a lot about rinks, which was apparently a department store here in Marion. Now, it's my understanding the chronology on this is Rinks was located out on 423, out by what was Crystal Lake Amusement Park. Now, apparently when Crystal Lake went out of business, they left a skating rink, and the skating rink operated for several years. Now, eventually it was destroyed by fire. But does anybody remember Rinks, as our caller there, being in that skating rink? Did Rinks take over the skating rink, or did Rinks build the store that's out there now, which still is out there on 423? Passed by it the other day when I was going to Hardin County. So does anybody remember what happened there? Was Rinks in the roller rink? And then the roller rink burned down, and then Rinks moved into that building behind it. And then, at one point, I do believe Rinks was out on Mount Vernon Avenue before they closed up, and they are where Big Lots is now. Is that right? There where Big Lots is now? That's my understanding as their last location. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Well, it was originally called Bargain City.
Bargain City.
Rinks came later. It was a local store called Bargain City. And Clarence Burns was the store manager. And then after Rinks moved over on 95, then Clarence opened it as the Marion Home Center. And he ran that for years.
Huh.
And then he moved over across the street where the last bingo hall was. He built that building, and Marion Home Center was over there. But he was in the Bargain City building for years.
Oh, that's it. So did they start out in the roller rink that was out on 423?
Yeah, after the roller rink closed, they gutted the building, and it became like the original Big Lots was. It was just like a big flea market.
Huh. Well, that's interesting. Well, thank you.
Alrighty.
All right, phone lines are open. Now, that was the chronology of rinks, which I guess was called Bargain City at one point, in that old skating rink out on 423, which then apparently moved. Well, did they build that building out on 423 that's still there because the roller rink burned down and then moved out to Mount Vernon Avenue where Big Lots is? Now, did Rinks build that building as well? What was that building originally? Now, somebody seemed to also tell me that Rinks was where Ollie's is now. Now, that's been a lot of things. That, let's see, before Ollie's, it was the Fulfillment Center. Before the Fulfillment Center, it was a place called Farmore for about a year. Before that, it sat empty for a while. Meyer had that building for quite a while. And then prior to Meyer, though, was that Rinks? Was that Bargain City? Or what was in there? Seemed to be another department store that predated Meyer, where Ollie's is now. Does anybody know what the original department store was in that building? What originally was where Ollie's is now in the Marion Plaza? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. If the phone line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. So keep on calling back in. Don't forget today, the Adam, mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp is 10:10 until 11 a.m. this morning. And then we got Voice of the People with Linda Sims, 4 to 5, and the Mike Wilson Show, 5 to 6. Go ahead, caller.
It was Wells.
Wells.
Wells Department Store.
Wells was in the plaza.
Yeah.
All right. All right, thank you.
And then next to it was the Big Bear.
And Big Bear was right next to it.
And then you had Woolworths was next to it, next to Big Bear.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
All right, so Wells apparently occupied the area where Ollie's is now. So, okay, I guess you had Wells there, and you had Rinks was down where Big Lots is. And then I guess you had Kmart across the street from where Rinks was. You know, another thing some morning we ought to get into, and I don't know if we've ever discussed this on this program, is the old Depot City. You know, does anybody remember, of course, the big pants that hung on the wall? That was such a big thing for so many years. Go ahead, caller.
There was a King's department store in where Ollie's is before all that other stuff.
Oh, before Wells?
Yes. Now, Wells and then King's.
Now, what was King's?
It was a department store. My aunt worked there.
So they just kind of sold?
So it became Myers, and it moved out east.
So it was just kind of a odds and ends store?
Well, they sold everything. Pots, pans, dishes, clothes, shoes, you name it, and they sold it. So
out there at King's?
Yeah.
All right.
And then it became Myers, and they moved on out east when they built their new building.
I remember. Now, was Big Bear the grocery store always beside them?
The Big Bear grocery store was where the bank and Dollar General out there would have been.
Yeah, very interesting. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, King's was also in there. So it was Wells, and it was King's, and it was Meyer, and it was Farmore, and it was Fulfillment, and it's Ollie's now.
a lot of history in that little spot there on the corner of the plaza, and Big Bear beside it for so many years. Now, the depot, maybe we'll talk more about this tomorrow, but the depot sales store and the big pants on the wall and everything you could buy in there, does anybody have any memories of the old depot? Does anybody know? You know, I would have suspected that those pants probably would have ended up in the Historical Society if no place else, because they, as strange as it sounds, they were, everybody knew about them. Everybody knew, everybody looked. When you went into depot sales, you looked at the big pants. Now, does anybody know what the significance of those pants were? Was it just big pants? Is that what we were looking for on the wall at the depot? Does anybody know that? 740-383-9944 or anything else in that particular area. Give us a buzz. We'd love to hear from you. Go ahead, caller.
There was a big horse on the post out in front of the depot sales, too.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to any of that when they closed up.
Yep.
Interesting. Thank you. Yeah, there was a horse out there. The horse and the pants. We don't know where anything went. Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. We'd love to hear from you. Again, mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp, 10 to 11 this morning. Voice of a People with Linda Sims, 4 to 5. And the Mike Wilson Show, 5 to 6 today. Don't miss any of the programming here on WWGH Radio. Marion's history, certainly a very rich thing, and we've had a lot of fun talking about it last week and this week, and we'll continue to do it. And if anybody has something they would like to bring up that I'm not remembering, give us a buzz here, 740-383-9944, and we certainly can bring it up. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning. The horse has a home out on Lyons Road at the Larry Eblen Farm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think he had to have M.F. Johnson and so on to move it out there, but that's where the horse resides now.
Now, do we know what happened to the pants?
No, I don't know what happened to pants.
Do you remember the big pants on the wall?
Well, maybe somebody grew into them. I don't know.
It wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, but the horse is at Larry Eblen's farm out on Lyons Road.
Interesting. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, there we go. Well, maybe somebody will figure out what happened to the big pants. Maybe somebody's wearing them now. We don't really know. 740-383-9944. I'm done for the day. I'll be back tomorrow morning, 8 to 10. Don't forget Adam Lepp after this program today, and then Voice of a People at 4, and Mike Wilson at 5. Stay tuned for more programming.
So I was a very happy mother goose by the end of the trip.
Oh.
There, that's a secret let out.
Oh, my God, that's a great story. So Mother Goose
was... Isn't that lovely?
Mother Goose had
fun. Oh, what fun it was, and the joy of the children and their parents and their brothers and their, along the route, waving and having such a good time celebrating.